The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed the Bennies Act, which mostly deals with Medicare eligibility, but the bill also includes language from the Hospice Act, previous legislation lawmakers say would increase the accountability and transparency of hospice providers. Currently, hospices are only inspected once every 3 years and are not subject to fines. They can be cut off from Medicare funding, but the penalty is rarely used. It happened to less than 1% of hospices from 2014 to 2017. Language from the Hospice Act would allow the Department of Health and Human Services to fine hospices for poor care, publicize their inspection results, and create a hotline for patients and families to report abuse. Congressman Tom Reed of New York's 23rd Congressional District co-authored the Hospice Act,
which is all about making sure that hospice caregivers are in a position to deliver care to hospice patients in the best quality that they can. And that if there is a bad actor, if there is someone who potentially should not be providing that hospice care because of quality issues of care that they deliver, that we hold them accountable.
The legislation comes in the wake of reports by the HHS Office of Inspector General last year. They found some hospices failed to properly train staff and provide needed services, putting patients at risk of suffering unnecessary pain and discomfort. They also found over 80% of hospices nationwide had at least one deficiency from 2012 to 2016. In New York State, 93% had at least one deficiency. The Bennies Act and its hospice reform now moves to the Senate. Reed says there's a good chance the bill will be part of the Senate's year-end legislation to be presented to President Trump. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.